Nothing like that.
What do you call salted pork that might be cooked with greens?
We call it fatback.
Okay. What do you call salted pork that's been smoked?
Well, that's bacon.
Okay. And what do you call the part of the bacon that's cut off, the end part? You can't eat it, it's tough.
Well, that's what you call fatback, or the butt end of it, I'd call it.
Okay, well, have you heard people call it the rind or the skin or the meat skin?
And I didn't understand just exactly what you meant. It has skin on it. You cut skin off if you want to. Usually when we use it at home, we just slice our own through the skin.
Uh-huh.
Just whatever we boil with it, that whatever amount of skin was on it stayed on.
Uh-huh.
But we'd cut off a piece of it and then just cut right down through it. All the way to the skin, we wouldn't cut through the skin.
Well,
it
cooked
tender that way, and we would just leave it in one big chunk.
Uh-huh. What do you call pork that's in thin strips and it's often eaten for breakfast?
Well, that's breakfast bacon.
What do you call pork that's ground up and put into a casing?
Well, that's sausage.
What do you call the man who cuts and sells meat?
He's a butcher. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Yep.
I just shut the door to keep anybody else out. There's some fella walked in. I didn't know who he was asking for you. Did he find you?
Yeah.
I've helped dress a menu.
You have?
I sure have. Helped kill them, clean them.
That must be a messy job.
Gut them and from start to finish.
Although I guess after you do it for a while, it doesn't bother you, does it?
No. You get used to it. Back then, people had to do it. Didn't think no more about it than we do going out and taking a walk, man.
Yeah, well, I remember the first time I cut up a chicken. I was just horrified. meat that isn't kept in the refrigerator might get...
Well, it might spoil.
Okay, and it might spoil or it might get...
Get old.
Okay, well, I want you to use the same word spoil, except just fit it into the sentence. It might get...
Well, it might spoil or get old or it might rot.
Okay.
That's about all I know to say.
Okay. What do you call pressed loaf made of meat that's, from the head of a hog and blood and things like that?
Well, that's pressed meat.
Okay.
Some people call it souse meat, pressed meat or souse meat.
Are they both the same thing?
Both the same thing.
If butter is left out of the refrigerator, it might become...
It becomes salt and milk.
Okay. Do you have another word that means... Not only soft, but sort of spoiled.
Well, it might get mushy. It might get rancid.
Okay. What do you call milk that's allowed to thicken?
Well, that'd be cloudless.
Okay. What kind of cheese is white with large curds in it, and it's often eaten by people on diets? They want to lose weight sometimes.
Is that cottage cheese?
Yeah.
I really didn't know. But I know what cottage cheese is.
Uh-huh. To get the impurities out of milk, the dairyman has to pour it through something. He has to what the milk?
Has to strain it.
Okay. What are some desserts that are made out of apples?
Well, apple butter and apple sauce.
And what about something in a pie pan?
Apple pie. You talking about...
But just any, I just want to know, is there a difference between apple butter and apple sauce?
Uh-huh, yeah, there's a little different way it's prepared. I don't know just exactly which, but butter and apple sauce is two different things.
Uh-huh.
But now you can make an apple pie out of it, or you can take the core out of an apple and bake it.
Uh-huh.
Put some butter and sugar in that hole where you core it, put them in a pan, put them in the stove and bake them.
Oh,
they're real good
too.
That way. Yeah, they are good baked apples.
Do people ever fix apple cobbler in here?
Well, that's what we call apple pie.
So they're the same thing?
Same thing.
Uh-huh.
Might be prepared a little different.
Let's see now. The things